Podcast episode number 10 from trainfortopdollar.com. Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is your host, Ben Greenfield, and each week I'll be covering crucial strategies to help you make money as a fitness professional. Each episode presents cutting-edge tips and tricks for the modern trainer, as well as interviews with leading experts in fitness. So whether you're a coach, gym owner, private studio trainer, nutrition consultant, or just trying to break into the field, this podcast will teach you how to maximize your income as a fitness professional and train for top dollar. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield. Have you ever heard of cloud computing? Basically, cloud computing means that you take most of the work that you do on your computer and you essentially shoot it up into the clouds on the internet so that you can work on it from any time, anywhere. So that means you save your files online, you collaborate with your employees, your coworkers, or your clients online. You save very little of the work that you do to your computer's hard drive. So the advantages of cloud computing from an efficiency standpoint is that, first of all, you can access your files anywhere in the world as long as you have access to a computer. Not your computer, just a computer. You can share your files very, very easily with the clients that you train, the trainers that work for you, or your coworkers. You can collaborate with other people using some of the powerful online tools on some of the websites that I'm going to talk about. You've got a digital trail for all your documents, whether your financial documents, your training documents, your business documents, whatever you need. And if your computer crashes, your files are safe. One of the things that I teach in my book, Train for Top Dollar, is how to make your time as a trainer more efficient by using technology for a lot of the work that you do. But if you rely simply on your computer to enhance your income as a trainer, whether you're an online trainer or a face-to-face trainer or both, if your computer crashes, you're out of business. And by using cloud computing, you can overcome some of those hurdles. So today, I not only want to present to you some of my favorite websites for enhancing your efficiency by using cloud computing, but I also want to introduce some other websites that wouldn't necessarily be considered cloud computing, but that can also be used for your business. And these are some of the websites that I use on a day-to-day basis as an online trainer and as someone who relies on technology to make my job just a little bit easier. So, one of the things that I discuss in Chapter 5 of Train for Top Dollar is how to outsource work to other people, and a lot of my busy work is done by clients in different countries or in America that I've outsourced my work to for cheap. Things like creating my Excel spreadsheets, contacting clients to remind them of appointments, things of that nature, things that I don't want to spend a lot of time doing but that someone can do for me for dirt cheap. However, one of the important things when you're working with someone who you've outsourced projects to is you need to be able to track hours, you need to be able to track payments, track their logs time, etc. And a website called Basecamp, at the URL basecamphq.com, allows you to manage your projects, to keep track of your correspondence, to archive your files, to make and to assign to-do lists, and basically interact with these outsourced employees. I'm going to put a link to every website that I mention in the show notes, and these are not affiliate links. I don't get paid anything for recommending these people. These are just websites that I use on a day-to-day basis. Okay, another website, software program that I use, is called Skype. Skype wouldn't be considered cloud computing, but it is a very, very useful way to keep track of your clients. And actually, there is a very handy call recorder that you can download to Skype where you actually can record calls with clients, for instance, consultations with online clients that you can go back to and listen and use as a resource. But basically, when you download Skype to your computer, you're allowed to contact anyone anywhere in the world who also has Skype downloaded to their computer for free. And it's very, very simple. This is not advanced technology. Well, it is advanced technology, but it's not difficult to use. You basically dial in their number or dial in their username, and they appear on your screen. If you have a Mac, you'll also be able to interact with them via video. If you don't have a Mac, you can get a cheap webcam, and you can call a client that you train, for instance, across the country, who may want to know how to do exercises A, B, and C in their program. You can simply call them up on the phone, demonstrate a few exercises on your computer, hang up the phone, and it might be easier than going out and trying to professionally shoot all those videos, and your clients feels like they've been taken care of, and kind of a concierge style service is very, very crucial to your online training. So that's Skype.com. Another website called Mint.com. Mint is very useful in your financial organization. It allows you to keep track of all your finances seamlessly and in one place. Every single credit card account, banking account, brokerage account that you may have, you can access and track from Mint, and they have some very cool tools to allow you to track where your money is going, what you're spending your money on, and if you have multiple income streams, which is one of the things that I teach the clients that I work with who are personal trainers. If you have multiple income streams and you're making money from information products online and from clients paying you via W-9s that you're training at home, from corporate wellness programs, from clients who are doing automated credit or debit withdrawal online, you have a lot of income coming from a lot of places, and this helps you kind of keep track of those finances seamlessly. Mosey.com. Mosey.com is a great website for backing up your computer to the internet. You simply download this convenient little software package to your computer. Oh, and by the way, all this stuff is free that I'm talking about. That's kind of the key. You back up the entire software program to your computer, and it just sits in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. And about every week or so, it will download the entire contents of your computer and save them to an online secure server. There are programs for Mosey that you can pay up to if you have a lot of files, but for your basic desktop documents, client programs, whatever that you don't want to lose, you can have those automatically uploaded to Mosey.com. Okay, so let's talk about sharing files online, where you can create and share your work online, you can upload from and save to your desktop, edit files anytime from anywhere, pick who can access your document. Share changes in real time, store your files securely online. Whether you're working with a team of trainers or whether you're working with clients, this is a great program. Believe it or not, it's right on Google. It's Google Documents at docs.google.com. Great way to share information that needs to be edited among a team. So, for example, you create a training calendar in Excel, you send it to your client logs on, they, for instance, fill out their training log for that day on Excel, and it is automatically downloaded back to your computer for you to access on Google. Another couple of ways that you can share files with clients, share large files that you may not want to email to your clients because they're too large to email, photos, videos, large files, etc., is or are the two websites. YouSendIt.com and SendSpace.com. And remember, I've got the URLs for all of these on the website. But again, two programs that I use frequently. You can attach multiple files. You can upload large files, and these files stay available for up to a certain amount of time via a special URL that the person who you emailed to can click on and access, and be able to download any of those files that you sent. Now, say you want to password protect those documents. Let's say you've written an ebook and you want someone to be able to access it, but you don't want the whole world to be able to have access to that URL. Another great website for temporary sharing of files is drop.io, where you can share and password protect your files. Okay, so moving on to another way that you can share files, slideshare.com. If you're a trainer and you give frequent consultations or presentations, whether at your gym or at your studio, or you have certain slideshow presentations that you've spent a long time on and you may not want to profit from just that one time that you give that presentation, you can actually go to slideshare.com and you can upload that slideshow to slideshare.com. You can kind of have your own signature on it, and basically when people are searching for a certain topic, slideshare.com will make your slideshow available to them. So you're basically taking your slideshow, putting it on the internet for free, But what happens is that because SlideShare is such a popular website that gets so many hits, you can expand your Google search ranking tenfold by simply uploading your slideshow with your name and your website on it to slideshare.com. And it's very easy to just take your PowerPoint, upload it, and have it right there for the world to access. A great way to kind of make your presentations a gift that keeps on giving back to you in terms of enhancing your popularity and turning you into kind of that instant online expert in your field. Okay, speaking of being an instant online expert, Twitter.com. Twitter.com is a way to socially network and advance your business in very, very short, almost like chat-based format. What you do is, if you're familiar with a blog, on a blog you go online and you post an article or you post something pertaining to fitness or nutrition or whatever it is that you may want to be talking about, and then that goes out for the world to see. And you can put links in there, etc. Well, a Twitter is similar to a blog, except for a Twitter, a lot of these are very small, 160 character, very short lines of text that can go out to people's cell phones, that are a little bit shorter, a little bit smaller packages, and you can actually get more people following your tweet than you can following your blog. And so what I do is I have twitter.com/BenGreenfield, and I'll write out, the workout that I've done for that day or the healthy breakfast that I've had for that morning. And I have hundreds of people following me on Twitter who just want to know what I'm, and so every once in a while I will put a link on my Twitter tweets that, for instance, links to one of my books, one of my information packages, one of my online websites, and you can get a lot of click-throughs that way on Twitter.com, another free social networking tool that you can use. Okay, here's a cool one, Jot.com. Say you're driving down the road, you have an idea, you want to transcribe it to yourself, you have no way to write it down. Jot.com allows you to take any message from your cell phone that you record and send it directly to your email address or other people's email address. So it's a transcription, a voice transcription service from your phone. You simply call the number that Jot gives you, you record 15 to 60 seconds, you hang up, and it automatically goes to your email address or the email address of anyone else who you have listed on Jot.com. So another great way to interact with your clients, or, and this is what I use it for, just to record memos to yourself that you may not be able to remember. Or that you may not be able to write down. Okay, another great website similar to the website mint.com that I talked about for keeping track of your finances, but let's say you not only have your financial accounts online, but you also have, say, your Home Depot credit card online, and you've got your social networking sites online, like your MySpace and your Facebook and your Twitter. Basically, pageonce.com takes all these web pages that you would spend time during the day clicking on, and it puts them all on one page for you to access. So it basically integrates all of your web activity onto one single page that you go to, and it's all accessible to you right there. So again, another great way to introduce more efficiency in your online lifestyle. And then a couple kind of fun websites I wanted to mention towards the end of this podcast. CatalogChoice.org. And CatalogChoice.org basically lets you remove yourself from any junk mail list that you may be on. We know that as fitness professionals, we tend to get on a lot of different lists. We get emails from and snail mails from all sorts of fitness product providers. This is a great way to get yourself off those lists and free up your mailbox. And then the last one, Faircast.live.com. Great travel websites that allows you to track pricing trends to let you know the best time of month to pull the trigger on a plane ticket. So you can go back and see when plane tickets were cheapest during a certain cycle of the month, and then discover when the best time during a month would be for you to purchase a plane ticket. Because if you really are following a lot of the rules on Train for Top Dollar, you're going to be freeing up a lot of your time, and you're going to be wanting to travel quite a bit. So remember to go to the website trainfortopdollar.com, where you can get links to all the websites that I just talked about. Remember, it's a great way to automate your lifestyle and introduce efficiency into your lifestyle. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Begin making changes in your lifestyle today, and you'll experience changes in your income and the amount of time that you spend devoted to work. One final announcement. Remember that on October 29th, that's a Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. in Spokane, Washington, for all of you Northwest trainers, I will be teaching a clinic on a lot of the strategies in the book Train for Top Dollar, as well as multiple strategies that don't even appear in that book. So there's going to be a lot of cutting-edge stuff in this seminar. You can go to trainfortopdollar.com/clinic.html to learn more, or just go to the trainfortopdollar.com website, scroll down the page, and you'll see a link to that clinic. So until next time, this is Ben Greenfield signing out from trainfortopdollar.com.